Country Bob FM.
Hey, Bob from Richmond sent in a text. He's glad to be listening to the Almanac again. Those of you who may have missed it the last few days due to regular maintenance and technical issues, you can listen back if you'd like at mybobcountry.com. Terry, you can even do that. You can critique your very own Almanac performance at mybobcountry.com. There's something there that says Almanac. Click on it and you'll find past Almanacs. We have two pairs of tickets to give away to Rivertown Live. Have you ever been part of an Almanac quiz?
I have not.
You gave your little quiz there. We've got our Almanac quiz, and up for grabs, a pair of tickets to Rivertown Live, Hastings Area Rotary Club presenting Rivertown Live Saturday, September 14th. They are bringing you today's and all week's almanacs here on Bob FM, and they're hosting that big concert in Hastings at Levee Park, Mississippi River, Diamond Rio, Little Texas, and Slam-a-Bama.
That's cool. You can get
tickets now at rivertownlive.com, and I'm going to give away two pairs. Yesterday's, well, we had a snafu, and we didn't get a text back or a call back, so we'll give away two pairs here today. Listen for anything and everything that is mentioned or uttered on today's Bob Almanac. That could be even something that Terry says.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We've got a Bob Almanac salute. A country singer had some radio hits in the 70s.
Don't break the heart that loves you.
It's got a little bit of a Connie Francis going with her voice there. Name is Margot Smith.
Don't break the
She had two number ones. This one. And then also in around 77, 78.
It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. That's what they say.
Forgotten on the old classic country stuff.
Forgotten
number ones. They were both number ones. And I got a call from a gentleman on the All Request Lunch Hour mentioned to me that she had passed away a couple of days ago, earlier this week.
Huh.
I believe on January 24th. It's either 23rd or 25th. I think it was the 23rd. But she passed away January 23rd. Here it is in Franklin, Tennessee. And she was 81 years old for Margot Smith. She had a good run and had a nice run. Anybody who's listening to country radio at that time, late 70s, early 80s, her songs certainly were used as recurrents into the early 80s. If you're listening to country radio at that time, you heard those songs. I remember them vividly. After he mentioned it, I go, yeah, I think I've done her birthday when her birthday was in April. But now she passed away and she's an Almanac salute. That means she's now what? Gone.
But not forgotten.
Friday, January 26th, 26th day of the year, 1784, Terry, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin expressed unhappiness and he thought that the symbol of America should be the turkey instead of the eagle.
Yes, I do recall that.
In fact, Benjamin Franklin, he was kind of a portly fella. He thought that our national bird should be one you can eat.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of turkeys. A
lot of turkeys out there. You wanted it to be the turkey. 1784, 1875, our patent of the day is the electric dental drill. George Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan. They've done a lot in Kalamazoo, including Yellow Cab and some other great inventions there, including the dental drill.
Wow.
In Kalamazoo. Yeah, before that, they just used chisels, which...
How horrible would that have been?
I don't know what is more... How would you like to be the first one to have an electric dental drill used on you?
No, but I'd take that over... I mean, what'd they use to numb it up? Whiskey?
Whatever they had. They might have... They had ether. I think they had ether by then.
Oh,
they had
they?
Ether.
Okay.
I would assume. I think they did. I think I remember Doc Baker maybe administering
it. Yeah, put the stuff over your nose.
Exactly. So that was a state 18.
You woke up with a pulled tooth.
1875. We're going to jump ahead here to 1979.
This is Bo Duke and Luke Duke. They're cousins. They fight the system.
Like two modern day Robin Hoods, I'll tell you that.
You know, when I got up this morning, the biggest thing in my mind was to do a little rabbit hunt.
Yeah, and then the hound dog runs off.
My car is taken.
And now we're chasing the sheriff's car.
Ain't you glad we ain't in a big city where life gets complicated?
Yeah, hey, they're in Hazzard, the Duke Boys. We met the Duke Boys for the first time. The Dukes of Hazzard premiered on network television on CBS this date, 1979. Popular television show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a part of a very, very good Friday night lineup on CBS. You had the Dukes, the Incredible Hulk, and then you followed that up with Dallas.
Ooh.
That's a ratings winner right there.
Yeah, Dallas was huge.
It was.
Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
Let's remember Coach Paul Bear Bryant. Not only was he a great coach, won a lot of games for Alabama, he got the houndstooth hat on, he also was a spokesman for South Central Bell.
Wow, what a great commercial.
Reach out and touch someone. And I'd love to have Bear Bryant coaching now. He was only 69 when he passed away on this date in 83. Six national championships. It'd be fun. Bill Belichick was kind of the modern day Bear Bryant, where he just would have none of it, of these dumb media questions, sideline questions, whatever. And there's some good videos out there. Later in his career, when they started doing all these in-game interviews, that Paul Bear Bryant, he just wasn't really all too keen on dumb questions. Why did you do this with your quarterback? Because I'm trying to win the game. So is that the only reason? Yeah, that's what we do all this for, is to try to win the game. It was a perfect quote. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Bud didn't put up with a lot of it either.
No, you're right. Let's go 9 years later. More football here.
Live at the Metrodome in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Washington Redskins, the Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl number 26. I'm Pat Summerall here with John Madden, and in spite of all you've heard and read and everything that's been said, these two teams remain to each other at least somewhat of a mystery, and I think that's
pretty
good.
Our first Super Bowl hosted this date, 1992, the 91 season, Super Bowl 26 at the Metrodome. Redskins defeated the poor Buffalo Bills. It was the second of their four straight losses, 37-24. It didn't start well for the Bills. Their running back, Thurman Munson, forgot his helmet, missed the first play of the game.
And the Metrodome is now gone.
Metrodome is gone.
But not forgotten.
Not forgotten, certainly. And, of course, U.S. Bank Stadium then hosted the Super Bowl in 2018. Was it 52? I want to say it was 52.
I think so.
I think it was 52. And this was before the Metrodome. It took 10 years for them to host. The committee did a really nice job. That was before the time when the NFL would hold your community hostage, or they would trade out. They would say, it was blackmail. They'd say, okay, if you build a new stadium, we'll give you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically bribing them to build a new stadium. And they did that here. And the funny thing is about that season was the last time the Lions were in the NFC Championship game. And they're in the championship game this weekend. They're at San Francisco.
You think they'll win?
I want them to win.
Yeah,
I don't think
too.
They'll win. I think the 49ers are going to be too good. But you never know. Anything can happen.
Everybody's pulling for the
Lions,
in the
playoffs. So we hosted one of our two Super Bowls this date. And the halftime performer, I was there. I got media tickets. I was there. The halftime show, I don't remember who did the national anthem. It might have been a marching band. And because there was a marching band, I remember, on the field. But Gloria Estefan.
Oh, did she?
Without the Miami Sound Machine. I totally expected the Miami Sound Machine to be there.
Huh.
But they weren't. But she was the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, pretty quiet.
Subdued. Yeah, compared
subdued
to now.
Yeah.
1998, this date.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
He had some kind of relations with her.
That whole time was just,
you know, I don't
craziness.
Know. There might be a better presidential liar, but there's never one. There may be one as good, but there's never one been one better.
Than
Bill Clinton.
He was the McDonald's eating, golfing guy.
Frank Caliendo had the bit where Clinton could look at you and say, "I'm not here," and you believe him.
Frank Caliendo is hilarious.
Yeah. Let's remember Abe Vigoda today. Fish.
I am Sergeant Philip K. Fish. But your records must be wrong. Lady, who are you going to listen to, me or your computer? You won't believe this, but according to their records, I'm deceased.
It's, it's pr-
probably a mistake.
I'm dead. And I didn't even go out of the house all weekend.
The funny thing, it was the running joke, because he looked so old on Barney Miller. Everybody just through the 80s, 90s, 2000s, all thought he was dead. And he wasn't, and there he is. He basically proclaims that he's dead in an episode of Barney Miller. Abe Vigoda died from natural causes. People were shocked he was still alive in 2016.
Yeah, he always looked old. Yes. He's one of those people.
One of those people. Yep. 94 was his age.
We're coming on the air with breaking news, very sad news to tell the sports world. The LA Times is reporting that retired Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash. It happened this morning. The chopper reportedly went down just before 10 a.m. local time, according to the fire department out there in Calabasas, California. That's northwest of Los Angeles. You can see the picture there.
Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the pilot went down in foggy conditions. They should not have been flying that helicopter in Southern California. 4 years ago, we lost Kobe Bryant.
Wow, that went quick.
Birthdays today, and again, we're doing an almanac quiz for the big tickets to Hastings.
You know one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down at clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh! I must be in the front row.
Oh, yes. Must be in the front row. We're talking Bob Uecker.
Good seats, hey, buddy? Hey, Mr. Tag! He missed the
cut! He ends up at the top of the stadium. Those are classic.
Miller really had some good commercials.
They had it going.
And did they sponsor, like, it was celebrities playing sports against each other? I can't remember what the name of the show was.
They had the commercials where those guys were bowling, Rodney Dangerfield and all these guys, you know, Mean Joe Green, Elsie Greenwood, Dick Butkus, Bob Uecker, just
Less
to name
filling.
A few. They were all playing. They're all bowling and golfing.
What
Tastes great, less filling.
Tastes great, less filling,
Bob Uecker, 90 today.
Okay.
Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night, and good luck.
There's the actor, David Strathairn. I don't know how he didn't win an Oscar for portraying Edward R. Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck, but he's good in everything. He was just recently in Oppenheimer. Born Legacy, Born Ultimatum, Lincoln, League of Their Own. He's 75. What do you think of Anita Baker, Terry?
I liked her in her time. She was really good.
Yeah, Anita Baker. 66. The great one is 63. Wayne Gretzky, his trade from Edmonton to Los Angeles changed the landscape of hockey, the hockey world, the NHL certainly. Wayne Gretzky, the all-time leading scorer. You could take away his goals and he would still be the all-time leading scorer in the NHL. That's just how good he was.
Wasn't he the first one or one of the most famous people to call Joe Mauer when he got inducted in?
That's Wayne Gretzky called Joe Mauer? Yeah. I had not heard that. Yep. Well, that's a tidbit.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Should have asked Jim Rich that.
I don't know if that's true.
One of the rougher 80s hairband voices, rough but good. Raspy, strong, hairband sound. Tom Kiefer, singer from Cinderella, is 63.
That band was good, actually.
I like Cinderella.
I did too.
That was my high school era. Nobody's Fool and Somebody Save Me was a good one that they did. Tom Kiefer, 63. This one, when I was a little younger, I was into Wham. Andrew Ridgely, he got the George Michael didn't let him sing any words, but he got to do some da-da-das and ooh-ooh-oohs. Andrew Ridgely from Wham. 61.
Remember their song Jitterbug?
Yes. Well, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
I thought it was Chili Dog.
Chili Dog.
I really thought they were saying Chili Dog.
Chili Dog. You put the ketchup into my heart.
I couldn't have been the only one that thought it. Tell me you did too.
No.
Okay.
So Andrew Ridgely, what did I say he was? He's 61, 61 today.
Yep. Okay, that's one pecan pie and two coffees. And don't worry, for the Godfather, it's always on the house.
Not here.
I know who you are. I am Avi. I'm a big supporter of what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
You are beautiful. Beautiful. No offense, though. He is the king. You are taking coffee and pie with a living legend.
From old school, Brian Callen, actor, comedian. He's funny in everything he does.
Very good.
He was the guy in Hangover who ran the chapel where they got married. He was that guy who ordered the t-shirts and the hats and everything. And then he was in an episode of King of Queens. He was the coach and Fayed teacher in the Goldbergs. And a good comedian, too. Right. Brian Callen is 57. And football player Manti Te'o. He was the one who had the girlfriend that he thought was a girlfriend, but was actually his buddy, who was pretending to be a girl. And it was quite tragic and ugly and bad. Remember that?
No.
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o. I do not even remember Manti Te'o.
33.
But I just want to keep saying it.
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o.
33 here today.
Wow. That's a tragic story. Is that a real story?
Real. Oh. There was a Netflix documentary, too, if you want to catch up on it.
So what happened then?
I don't know. I know what happened. It's time to move on to the Gons But Not Forgotten.
All right. Yes, I get it. Knock me over the head. Former First Lady Julia Dent Grant, born in 1826.
Our First Lady of the day.
She was the wife of President, of course, Ulysses S. Grant. Former U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur.
Remember him saying this?
Which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
I'm pretty sure Richard Nixon stole his delivery.
Yes, he sounds exactly the same.
Very much so.
I am not a crook with the fingers up, the peace signs. Born in 1880. Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Paul Newman, born in 1925.
Did I take out Zara Cully?
Yes.
You don't know? Oh, Zara Cully.
Who is
it? It hurts. Well, a broken ankle is supposed to hurt. It's not my ankle that hurts, it's my behind.
I guess sitting in that wheelchair all day must be pretty unpleasant.
You're so right. I only wish I was as well padded as you are.
She just made fun of Wheezy's backside.
Was that on
more
Sarah?
Padding? That's from the Jeffersons. She played Mother Jefferson, George Jefferson's mother. So we saw where George Jefferson mom. Got what he had.
Yep.
You know where he got all of his stuff from.
Yep.
Sorry, I took that out and didn't leave it in there for you.
Fine.
She was born 1892, Mother Jefferson.
1892.
Yeah.
Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Paul Newman, born in 1925. He won the Academy Award for The Color of Money, took the Emmy for the TV miniseries Empire Falls, and...
And here's some audio.
Kid, the next time I say let's go someplace like Bolivia, let's go someplace like Bolivia. Next time.
Oh, Butch and the Sundance Kid, they're trapped again. They're cornered. How in the world are they going to get out of this one?
Look at the movies he was in. Wow.
It's a long
Sting,
list.
The Sting, HUD, Cool Hand Luke, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Big Daddy... And Bubber. Remember that one? That was a great movie.
I really like Cool Hand Luke.
Born in 1925, Paul Newman. And kind of halfway decent looking, right? Wouldn't you
halfway.
Say Brad
yeah.
Pitt looks a little bit like him? I think so.
Possibly.
Film critic Gene Siskel, born in 1946.
Brad Pitt doesn't have a salad dressing, though.
Nope. No salad dressing.
Film, Roger, that has illustrated a trend we've talked about in a previous show, the trend toward showing... independently acting women. This woman goes off on her own to write a book, and she gets hammered for it, sliced up, brutally attacked. Mm-hmm. This has made, for me, the most unpleasant movie-going year in my 11 years as a film critic. This is the kind of movie that did it for me.
Wow, Gene Siskel.
Skating.
He's not holding any punches there. I think more often than not, I agreed with Gene Siskel's reviews than, let's say, a Roger Ebert. Yeah.
I don't, I don't know. I think I liked Eves.
Well, Eves is good.
But, yeah, but anyway, they didn't they break up or did Siskel die? Is that what happened? Oh, here we go. Eddie Van Halen.
Does a nice job on the guitar.
A little. Born in 1955, the chewing tobacco got him, right? Isn't that what ultimately got him?
Yeah, he had like throat cancer, yep. Cancer of the jaw, the mandible.
Yep.
Which is what happened to Roger Ebert, too. I don't think he was, I don't remember
him
chewing tobacco.
No, I don't
he got
see
it somehow
him as a
another way. No.
But yeah, Eddie, what a talent. What a talent. And his son is right up there
Wolfgang.
With him now. Yep. Yep.
And now they're what?
Gone.
Yes.
But not forgotten.
Unfortunately, your list provided by Neil Staff, his staff struggles with wrestlers, especially ones who are in the AWA.
Well, how would things shake up?
Just one way to sum that up, Mean Gene. What a rush! You see, Gene?
They were local. They were the Road Warriors, the Legion
yes.
of Doom.
They were, I knew
Michael
them.
Hegstrand.
Yes.
Hawk. He was Road Warrior Hawk.
Yep.
Joseph Laurinaitis was Animal.
And
Michael Hegstrand. It's his birthday today. We lost him in 2003, 1957. And I'm going to give Neil's staff a pass on this one. Because she just passed away in 2023, part of our Almanac Salute montage weeks ago. Jean Knight and Mr. Big Stuff.
You could dedicate this to Neil.
He is kind of Mr. Big Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is his walk-up song to the first tee when he plays at Cedar Creek. They blast it through the speakers. Now
I'm picturing him doing the Rodney Dangerfield walk in Caddyshack.
Right, right. Now it goes like this, something like this. Now on the first tee.
The Big Stuff.
So, Gene Knight, 1943. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
So this is how the quiz works, Terry. We go through something that was uttered here, and then we ask it. And today we're giving away two. So the first two callers with the correct answer will win today's ticket giveaway. And the big prize, the Hastings Area Rotary Club, bringing you the Almanac with the Rivertown Live. 1992, we hosted the Super Bowl. It was a big deal at the Metrodome. I told you who the halftime entertainment was. Now, don't say it, Terry.
Okay.
It's not a quiz for you
okay.
to answer.
Okay.
Unlike the earlier quiz, who was the halftime entertainment? The state in 1992, Super Bowl 26 of the Metrodome. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First two callers with the correct answer, because we have two pairs.
You mean people actually had to listen?
Believe it or not, yes.
Wow. Hope there's two of them.
You have to not passively listen. You know, you got the active and the pay, you know, the whole thing they go through. So 763-450-0100. All right, Terry, you get to pick the Bobathon No Repeat Workday startup song. Garth Brooks, Shameless.
Okay.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, Shut Up and Kiss Me. Or John Anderson, Ka-ching. Just what we're doing here on the Bob Almanac. It's called Money in the Bank.
I'm going to go with...
3 seconds.
B, Mary Chapin.
Oh, okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX.